And tomorrow we're looking at 8 degrees, not going above 18 degrees tomorrow. So we're going to be in a deep freeze, and it's not fun. I don't like this type of rodeo there. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was talking to my sister. She actually went out and purchased some outdoor water faucet covers at the local hardware store. And she's going out today to get them. She already bought them. She just needs to go pick them up and put them on today before it gets really, really cold. And needless to say, she'll be hibernating until it warms back up. Over.
Yeah, I understand that. I have frostproof Silcox here around the house, and you got to disconnect the garden hoses from those, because they will freeze if you don't disconnect the hose. The actual valve is back and shuts off with a valve from the exterior. So that's pretty handy. I don't have to crawl under the house and turn off valves and stuff like that. But other than that, I don't know if I got a receiver problem or on this 101, or if I, you know, it's band conditions. But I have to have both my preamps on to hear you this morning there, Dick. So I'm kind of worried about the 101 here. Go ahead.
I'm thinking that's not exactly right. You got something set wrong. Maybe you got an attenuator on that you don't know about someplace or something. Because you're a solid S9 plus a little bit here, no problem at all. Over.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know, maybe I'm an alligator station right now, all mouth and no ears. But whatever, we won't hold it. As far as going out Christmas shopping, we don't do that on the weekend. Too many people out there, too crowded, don't like crowds anymore. And my lifestyle has eroded away over the 45 years I've been here to in Louisville area. So that being said, Dick 73, hopefully if I have to send this off to Yesu to look over the receiver situation, that's what I got to do. I'll put the DX10 back in line. But other than that, Merry Christmas to one and all on the net, and Semper Paratus there. Go ahead.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. The first thing I would do is do a full reset on the processor and make sure that some setting somewhere didn't get turned on that you don't know about and or accidentally turned on. I would do a total reset, and that's pretty easy to find in the menu. So go that route first before you decide to put that thing in a box and ship it off, because that'll cost you a couple bucks. N4RBL, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, 73 Semper Paratus to you, and good to have you on board today. Good luck with all that. I wouldn't be Christmas shopping today either if it weren't for the fact that the granddaughter's coming down from Arkansas for a quick stopover, and I have opportunity to get those things sent back with her. So that's forcing me into a Saturday shopping trip. Take care. We'll look for you next week. Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike Zulu Sierra.
W5CUZWA4MZS. Oh boy, you caught me in a coffee spree. Okay, if you do it without that. Okay, let's see. Weather here, Dick, is beautiful. And probably around 50 degrees. So can't ask for better this time of year. And we're still trying to find a home for 390. And I've got a good list of all those clubs in Atlanta area, so I can get emails off to them to see if anybody wants it. I never thought I would have this much trouble getting rid of a 390. And I had a treat. I now own my dad's 45, his 1911. And a guy I sold it to, which I should not have done years ago, was clearing out his stuff. And he says, hey, if you want it back, he says, give me what you paid for it and what he had paid for it, and I'll, get it back to you. But it has traveled across Europe during the Second World War, and let's see, France, Luxembourg, Germany, Austria, and Czechoslovakia just shortly before the Russians moved in. But anyhow, that was a very nice thing to get my hands back on. It was stupid to sell it, but so Dick, you got a nice signal on your S9 Plus, and you're just booming in here. So back to you, bud.
Okie doke. Let's get off of 4 Mike Zulu Sierra. Well, congratulations on getting that that 45 back. And sounds to me like that's quite the piece of history and memorabilia for you. So congratulations to you on that. And I know that means a lot. And those kinds of things. I have my dad's. I've got his 9mm that belonged to him, but that came later. He was involved in the Fraternal Order of Police in Kentucky, and he picked up a police version, or I don't know if it's a police version, but it's a 9mm. It's a really nice gun and really nice pistol, and I've got it. I ended up with it kind of as a by default. My brother passed away, and he actually had it. It was given to him, and then his widow gave it to me, so I have it now. And it's been sent over to the gun shop and checked out and cleaned up and ready to go. All we need to do is go somewhere and do some target practice with it. So I've got that, and I also have my dad's Fiberplex Bug. That may be even more important, because that one he did carry around the Pacific with him during World War II, and I've used it a couple of times on the air. But mostly, I just make sure it stays in good shape and cleaned up and ready to go if needed. So I understand entirely. Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike Zulu Sierra, Big 7-3, Semper Paratus to you, and good Christmas shopping.
Semper 3, Big Semper Paratus.
NM3G.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Daydreaming here, Dick. WF5CGC, November Mike, Free Golf. Pretty nice day. It's almost 50 degrees, but it's going to be cold the next two nights, down to 13. You were talking earlier, and I heard Captain go on full alert in the background, and I'm just wondering who dared trespass this time over.
Well, it had to be a cat, because he was barking at the back door. It could have been some other varmint, but mostly probably a cat this time of day. We do have a few deer every once in a while that run through the backyard during the day, and of course usually if it's a deer, because it's a larger animal, he goes a little bit bigger nuts on that one. Over.
Okay, just letting you know that the captain's on the job. Of course, yeah, you hear that all the time, don't you?
Good, you got a bodyguard.
Yeah, he's a bodyguard. He's also a doorbell, usually. Unfortunately, yesterday he was asleep at the switch. I had two deliveries yesterday, and he didn't bark at either one of them, so I'm getting kind of worried, over.
Well, glad to hear. Hope to be on and catch up with you before Christmas, but if not, Merry Christmas. And I'll let you finish it up. 73 and Semper Paratus. Thanks for all you do, Dick. W5CGC, November Mike, Free Golf.
Well, don't run off. I got another story for you. Yesterday, I look out the window, and I'm telling you, there was a buzzard convention going on out in the back. I don't know how many there were, but there had been a bunch of blackbirds swarming around here the last week or so. So I didn't think much of it when all of a sudden there are all these big old blackbirds flying around. I just thought it was the blackbirds until I looked a little bit closer, and a couple of them were sitting down by the water, and they had their wings spread with their silver tips, and I knew those weren't blackbirds anymore. Oh my gosh! I bet you if there were 50, there were 100. I have never seen that many buzzards in one spot at one time. Needless to say, I made sure the captain was well enclosed in a safe location, and I didn't go out and make a bunch of fuss either, because I figured they could come and get me just as easy. So we stayed away from them. But the good news is that usually when there's a big swarm of them like that, the two that normally roost here and build their nest here will come wandering over just to check the joint out and make sure it hadn't gone anywhere. Well, none of them did that yesterday, so I gotta believe that the two local dudes and gals were not in the bunch. And they're gone now. They're nowhere to be seen. But holy schmoly, was there a bunch of them. Over.
Well, yeah. We saw quite a congregation of them in front of this one house. They were perched on the privacy fence and in front. They apparently had just finished off a roadkill deer. They stayed for a week, and poor people ended up having to repaint that fence. But oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I've seen them in large groups. No, I don't want to be part of that, Joker.
I don't think there was any roadkill around here. That was a strange part of it. They were just hanging out by the water. Down, it looked like they were just taking a break from going from on their trip, little pit stop on their trip from somewhere to somewhere. Over.
Yeah. Okay. Well, good luck with that. Yeah. Let's hope they don't decide that your pond is the place to be. Well, good luck with that, Dick. And again, 73 Semper Protestant. Thanks for all that you do. W5CGC November Mike 3-0.
Okay, M3G. Well, if nothing else, we'll give you a buzzard story. From Whiskey 5, Charlie Goff, Charlie 73, Semper Paratus, and we'll certainly look for you next week. Merry Christmas and happy shopping. Let's see, Kilowatt Bravo 2, November Bravo Yankee.
W5, CGC, Coast Guard, Net, KG2NBY. Well, good afternoon there, Dick. Beautiful day here in Davenport, seeing partly sunny skies. Got 28 degrees, 2.8 on the thermometer. And snow flurries flying around the air. 6 inches of snow on the ground. Just a wonderful day. And ready to take and head off. It's the lake. Yep, down to do some ice fishing here this afternoon. So with that, have a great one. And remember, Semper Paratus. God's not the only one that loves you. KB2MBY.
All right, Mr. Ken. Good luck on the ice fishing. And hope you get to catch enough for dinner. KB2NBY, W5, Charlie Golf Charlie, 73 Semper Paratus, and happy Christmas shopping to you. Whiskey Baker 4, Charlie Mary Peter.
W5 CGC, Whiskey Baker 4, Charlie Mary Peter. It's 78 degrees and sunny here in my portion of Central Florida. I finally got my cataracts removed, and the lights are back on now. Back to you.
Well, congratulations to you. I'm glad to hear that that went well. I guess there are no complications from your surgery this week. Over.
No complications at all. I'm very happy I got the more expensive kind of lenses inserted. Multifocal lenses. Everything just as it was when I was 5 years old. I can pay attention to detail now. Back to you.
You're going to have to get you a computer to be able to get on and read the local news. Over.
I think I'll stay away from computers. I see them as nothing but trouble. Back to you.
All right. Well, very good, sir. Well, good luck on getting your Christmas shopping done, if you have any of that left to do. And I'm glad to hear your cataracts surgery was a success. Congratulations to you. And nice big signal today from over there. So 7-3 Semper Paratus. Well, one thing I better do is put you in the logbook. I don't want to slight you here and get, you know, you don't put you in the logbook, you don't get your paycheck. WB4CMP, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Take care. Have a great weekend. All the way out to Oregon, by golly darn. Haven't heard from him. I guess he's in Oregon. I don't know. Maybe he's gone to Arizona by now. Alpha Alpha 7 Alpha Zulu, where the heck are you? Over.
We're in Yuma, Arizona. Well, we've been here about just a skosh over a month. And that project that I had mentioned to you before about building what we call an Arizona room, little recreation area attached to the park model trailer. We pretty much got that done, and I got a brand new desk for my operating position, and it's we're starting to enjoy it. We managed to get our antenna connected. What we've got is the vertical mounted on our motorhome is right directly behind us. So I punched a hole in the back wall of the Arizona room, went underground in conduit, and so I'm now connected to the motorhome and to the tuner back there. So that's working very well. By golly, that's one of the projects I didn't know if I was ever going to get completed, but we got it, and we're starting to enjoy it. As a matter of fact, my first contact from down here was with NB7O yesterday on the SST, the slow-speed code net, and so... Now he knows I'm back on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, very good. Well, that new desk you got there makes it even all the better, because that makes your audio sound better. It's a new desk. Of course, the acoustically correct room probably helps a lot, too. Well, congratulations on all that, Jim. Sounds to me like you've been real busy down there. Maybe escaped Oregon just in time. Have they been having the rain that they've had up in the northwestern part of Washington? Over.
I understand that. I really haven't been paying a whole lot of attention to it, but other members in the park here that are from Oregon have commented about it. Weather's kind of nasty up there, so. I guess we need to consider ourselves blessed for having the ability to come down here and avoid all that.
Yeah, well, I've been keeping up with it. My ex still lives up there, my son's mom, and I was corresponding with her, and she sent some pictures down of things around Everett, and things look pretty wet, pretty soggy. Looks like a lot of flooding, and they had some problems with log jams jamming up against bridges and knocking them down. That wasn't a very nice thing to have happen, so it's pretty messy up that way. We'll get a report from Nick when he checks in at the top of the hour on how everything is going. He told me last week he lived up on a hill. Let's just hope that was a tall hill, because it needed to be from what I saw. Alpha Alpha 7 Alpha Zulu 7-3 Semper Paratus to you. Good to have you on the air from Arizona. Let me correct that log. We'll send the paycheck to the wrong place. Mesa. I don't know how to spell Mesa. AZ. Well, that's close enough. It'll be close to you anyway, Jim. Over.
Yeah, okay, real good. Hey, Stanley, what kind of a signal am I putting in to Texas? You're just a skosh over S9 here, so it's a beautiful topic. Go ahead.
You're about an S7. About an S7. Did I hear a contact?
Yes, you did. Affirmative.
This is WWTI/4, 2nd Tech, Virginia, portable. Just want to let you know if me and Moore's are sounding good up here. Over.
What sounds good up there?
Yeah, me and you boys are sounding real good up here in Chincoteague, Virginia. Over.
Oh, Chincoteague, Virginia. All right, sir. Well, thank you very much. This is the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. And thank you very much for jumping in there. 7-3s and Semper Paratus to you. Jim, Alpha Alpha 7 Alpha Zulu, have a really great weekend and Merry Christmas if we don't happen to catch you sooner.
Yeah, you bet. You bet. Thank you. And you have a good Christmas as well. I think we're gonna stay in Yuma for Christmas, but shortly thereafter, then we're gonna run up to Phoenix, and then we'll go back to Quartzsite, and we'll spend a couple of weeks there. Annually, they have what they call Quartzfest, which is a week-long ham radio event out in the desert. So. We always try to make that as well. Well, good luck to you, and have a good night, and we'll talk to you next week. W5CGC, here's AA7AZ.
All right, sir, thank you, 7-3s. I think you're in Yuma, Arizona, not Mesa, Arizona. I'll correct that in the logbook. My bad. Whiskey Delta 3, November.
Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, Whiskey Delta 3, November, your 5-9 plus into Portage, Pennsylvania. And we have 29 degrees and 6 mile an hour wind. It's 72 in the house, though. That's what I'm happy about.
72 in the house. I think I could go with that one, too. Man, I'm hearing some pretty significant cold temperatures coming that direction. So it looks like you might be part of that little event this week. Over.
Roger, Roger. We've been playing in it. We were down to 1 degree the other day. We were down to 9 degrees last night. And but it warms up to almost freezing, so we're doing okay. And I just wanted to wish you a Merry Christmas, just in the event so they don't make it on. Thank you for all that you do for this net. Hello to everyone on the net and some of the people at sea.
Okay, very good, Dennis. Now, are you going to get out in this extremely cold weather and do any Christmas shopping, or are you lucky to have it all done?
I'm pretty much done. Now it's just impulse buying.
Oh, that's the worst kind.
Roger, Roger. So, y'all have a great, great week and great net. And God bless America. Semper Paratus. Whiskey Delta 3 November.
Yeah, impulse buying could end up costing a lot of money. Whiskey Delta 3 November. Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie. By the way, I do it all the time. It's a terrible thing. I got stuff around here that I maybe used once, and I said, why did I buy that? You know, that's. But unfortunately, that happens occasionally. K9LNX, how are you?
Hello, good morning, Dick. W5CGC from snowy K9LNX. We're under a severe winter warning right now, and it's warning right now over us. So temperature's about 26 degrees, snowing like mad, and it's supposed to snow all day. They're calling for 4 to 6 inches. So, we ain't gonna do it today. Go ahead.
Oh boy. I guess that that snow that you're getting now, I think, is headed for my sister's house in Kentucky a little later on today, from what it sounds like. Oh, goodness gracious. Well, I hope you got all the provisions you need inside. Over.
Oh, yeah. Way too many, as a matter of fact. I've already put on 7 pounds, but that's, you know, what you're supposed to do, I guess. And, glad to hear that you're doing your part to keep all the doctors and car payments. My wife and I up here doing the same thing. We have saved all those Jaguars and Mercedes we picked up and repoed, you know.
Well, that's true. If you could even get in to see the doctor. I had an appointment the other day to discuss a change in medication, and the day, about an hour before I was supposed to be there, I get a call. He's had an emergency. He won't be here, but you can see his assistant, which I did. Went ahead and did it. But so now the assistant and his assistant, they're rolling in Mercedes and things. But I've had a negative an allergic reaction to some medicine this morning, and I got little bitty whelp, not little bitty, they're actually about the size of a pencil eraser, on my arm. I don't know where the heck which medication caused it or which combination thereof. All I know is I was perfectly fine until I came out here and sat down in the shack. Maybe I'm allergic to radio. Over.
Well, that could be, I guess. That'd be terrible. But, well, where did you go? I'm hearing everybody up here. Sometimes they don't find an S1, but so far every station I've heard, so conditions are pretty good.
So I haven't been listening.
We'll try and talk to you next week. We're getting ready to go out to Arizona for our son's wedding. And then we're going to pack up after that and go to Florida for a few days. So,
we'll be in and out.
W5CGC, K9LX.
Let's hope you can get out from the snow. K9LNX, W5, Charlie Golf, Charlie Big 73, Semper Paratus to you, and thank you for being there. All the way around to the West Coast now, K4MOE, Mr. Tom, how are you doing out there in Eureka, California? Are you laughing at all these people with the snow and the freezing temperatures? Over.
Yeah, Whiskey 5, you see, K4MOE. Good morning, Dick, everybody on the net. I kind of get a laugh out of it. I'm still actually able to get out and ride the motorcycle. It's been pretty decent up here. Next week looks like rain, but right now it's 41 and foggy, so it's always nasty in the morning. But other than that, not too bad. Over.
Yeah, Roger. Well, I guess you probably don't have to worry too much about those single digits out there on the coast. I would doubt, at least that part of the coast. Goodness gracious, I'm sure your old stomping grounds back there in Tennessee is going to get some of this extremely cold and snowy weather too. Over.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, we don't miss the that cold or the hot, actually. But yeah, everything's going good here. Christy and Kevin took the kids up to Brookings, Oregon yesterday, and spent the night. Anyway, they had a light show up there, Christmas light show. So they're enjoying that, and then doing Christmas shopping up there in the Brookings and Crescent City. But everything's going well. We're about done. Still got Nick Wild to do. That's it for me. But just everything's kind of slowing down. You know, the ham shack's in order here, and everything's working good. And just enjoying my shack for once after about 90 days or so, maybe even longer than that, not having one. So it's nice to be back. Over.
It's good to have you back. And we didn't get a check-in from the crew yet or today. Probably not. That's a reason they're out of town doing some holiday things. So that's that sounds great. It's going to be a fun Christmas for you this year, doing some Christmas exchange with the entire family there, isn't it? Over.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, the Wilds got the whole house dressed up for Christmas. We're focused on that here. But we got a reason. We got a good reason to do it now. And, we watch Brief every Wednesday. We watch him all day, give Kevin a break on his time off. He can sleep in. But so he's enjoying the heck out of it, and he's getting to be quite a little, recognizes us quite well now and enjoys coming over here. So yeah, it's all working out, and got my oldest boy coming down from Bellingham, Washington, the 20th. So that'll be fun. I haven't seen him in about a year, a little over a year maybe. But he's up there in Bellingham. He says it's pretty wet. Over.
I hope he can get there from Bellingham. The pictures I was seeing up around Mount Vernon with the Skagit River, it was tearing bridges out and doing all kinds of strange things up there. Hopefully Interstate 5 bridge didn't fall down this time. I think it did once before. Anyway, hope he can make it down that way if he's coming via vehicle and the interstate stays above water. All right, Tom. Well, good chatting with you. Give my regards to the family, and we'll definitely look for you next time around. K4MOE, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, 73s and Semper Paratus.
Yeah, W5CGC, well, thanks a lot for everything you do there, Dick, and hope you have a good week and holiday season. And Semper Paratus, everybody, and take care. 73, K4MOE, I'll be clear and listening.
All right, sir. Have a great rest of your weekend and enjoy coming back around to South Carolina. Kilowatt Juliet 4, Uniform Golf Echo. Okay, a little bit light copy there, Bob, but I got the antenna around to you now, so go ahead.
Yeah, Roger. I got that gain control reduced to 5%, so how's the copy now, over?
Okay, that's a little better. I can hear you now that I got the antenna completely around to you. It sounds okay so far, over.
Yeah, Roger. You figure 5.8, 5.9, what do we got, over?
Looks like about an S3 to 5, over.
Okay, well, I'll just lock that up for propagation. But anyway, in Somerville, it's currently 58 degrees and sunny. High's going to be 68. And the wind's out of the west-southwest at 4 8 miles an hour. Quick for shopping and do it via Amazon. Captain Helen's taking all kinds of cookie bags, and she must have made about 20 of those things with all kinds of different cookies. So the natural gas bill's going up along with the furnace, and we're also going to see that cold snap Sunday till Monday morning. It's supposed to get down to 19, but the wind chill back to a 10. So dumping all your pennies on the QRZ to see where you're going, and having fun here. So we'll pass it back to you. I want to say Shepard Bronx. Wish you Merry Christmas, and hope the buzzer says there's got to be something here attracting the buzzer. You might want to call one of those bird people and see what it is, over.
I don't know about those buzzards, man. There were so many of them out there the other day, I wasn't going to get out there and look around. It was too scary, over.
Yeah, Roger, I'm too scary. Well, I don't know. What's it called? We do practice practice shooting at the local range here. It's an indoor range, and we've got a 9mm Glock, and I inherited a nice Memory Action 30-30 rifle. So, and I got a nice shotgun that we used to carry on the boat. But anyway, keep up cleaning those. They're easy to break down. So anyway, thanks for picking me up. I know you got to be rushing before the hour. So we'll be clear with you on your time. Kilo Juliet 4, Uniform Golf Echo, and Winston 5, Charlie Golf Charlie.
All right, very good, Bob. 7-3s to you. Thanks for checking in, and say hello to Captain Helen. Sounds like she's recovering quite well from her surgery. And we'll say 7-3s, Semper Paratus, KJ4UGE, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. Don't have a lot of time left before we got to go to 14-300. Let's see if we can get one or two more Coast Guard veterans.
W4BKC.
Kilo 3, Whiskey Mike Charlie.
Kilo 3, Whiskey Mike Charlie, go ahead.
W5CGC, this is Kilo 3, Whiskey Mike Charlie. Good morning, Dick. Good to hear you. Got a good signal over this way this morning. 44 degrees, going up to 52, and then down to 10 degrees tomorrow night. So plants don't know what to do. I'm just relaxing today, sitting here in my arm sling after some major surgery, and going to watch the Army-Navy game later. Go Navy. Back to you, Dick.
There you go. Well, good to have you on board today, Bill, and get you by radio this week. That temperature, I was just talking to Tom, K4MOE. He just moved out to California from over in eastern Tennessee, and he's not going to be missing any of that single-digit weather and the snow and everything that comes with it. You stay warm over there. Hope you got plenty of provisions to wait it out. Over.
Roger that. Same to you, Dick. If I don't talk to you next week, Merry Christmas, sir. Kilo 3, Whiskey Mike Charlie.
All right, Bill. K3, WMC, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, 7-3, Semper Paratus to you. great to have you on board. I know there's a couple of other stations that are wishing to check into the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. If you would please kindly go to 143-00-14300. We'll get you checked in up there as the Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net continues. We start here at 11 o'clock Eastern, 10 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Pacific here on 14327. Then we move to 14300 for an hour, 14300 at noon Eastern Time, and 11 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Pacific. So come on up and join us. The weather's fine on 14300. At least it'll be warm enough inside the shack. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, W5CGC, Dallas-Fort Worth, now QSY.
This is Kilo Delta 8, Delta Whiskey Oscar, 11:57 a.m. We've had a good run today there. We did have a some type of electrostatic operation there on your last two conversations, George, where the background noise rose to almost an S4, and that's pretty rare up here out in the countryside. So a little twiddling with the RF gain there, and that dragged you right out there and made the stations pop right out instead of the static. Kilo Delta 8, Delta Whiskey Oscar, got time for another one.
Lima Zulu Hotel.
Is that N0LZH, John, from Omaha, Nebraska?
Roger, Roger. That's excellent. Thank you. This is N0LZH, and it's just wishing everybody a happy Saturday. It is looks like a snow globe here in Omaha. It's coming down pretty good, and it's right about freezing. So anyways, 703, no traffic, just one for the couch. And can I get your call back for the loss, please?
N0LZH, this is Kilo Delta 8 Delta Whiskey Oscar, KD8DWO. Throw that in the log, and I threw you in our log at 1658 there from Omaha, Nebraska. John, y'all have a good one, and Merry Christmas. And we're going to be throwing the net over here to the Coast Guard group here, Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie, very shortly. John, have a good one. Okay, I got N0LZH in the log, 1658, and he's in Omaha, Nebraska. Thank you, sir. Catch you down the log. This is Kilo Delta 8 Delta Whiskey Oscar. I'd like to thank KA3CAL for being a net relay here, and all the other folks that checked in here, thank you very much for taking time out of your Saturday morning coffee break to chat with us here on the net. We always appreciate the folks out in the field there, otherwise there wouldn't be much of a net. But at this time, I got 11:59:25, and we're going to be looking for Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. Good morning.
This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. Good morning, and how's the snowy weather up there?
Well, we're not getting any snow here at this moment, but I've got temperatures hovering around 25 degrees. It's threatening to go down into the teens this afternoon, but folks over on the other end of the lake right now are getting 8 to 10 inches of snow by 5 p.m., over.
Yeah, they're also getting snow in Indianapolis. I just chatted with him a few minutes ago, and it said it looked like a blizzard out there. They got the winter storm warnings and a whole bit, and all that's headed your way, I think. Over.
Roger that. Bring it on. The heat's running, and even if the electricity ain't on, the heat is running there. Got to go out and throw a couple more logs on the fire. Dick, 12 o'clock here. Y'all have a good day and good net, and Merry Christmas. I'll tell you that. We have 12 days left there, so there goes the countdown. We had some noise burst, but generally propagation's been fairly good, and there is some QSB. So have a good net there, and we'll be listening along. Kilo Delta 8 Delta Whiskey Oscar, 73, everyone.
All right, 7-3, have a great week. We'll see you next week as we get close to the Christmas holiday. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, W5CGC, and this is the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. The U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net is a weekly affair here on 14300 at noon Eastern Time. The U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net is on the air to provide a meeting place for those who've served in the U.S. Coast Guard Reserve, and the Coast Guard Auxiliary. It is a directed recreational net, not affiliated with the U.S. Department of Homeland Homeland Security, you know, Homeland Sierra. Easy for me to say. We are located in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. It's not too far from the Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport in the city of Southlake, Texas, where it is now overcast. Been watching the clouds come in. I don't think we're going to get any of the snow, but the temperatures are definitely going to go down. Not as cold as single digits I've been hearing on the radio this morning, but it will be a lot cooler compared to the 74 degrees we had yesterday, that's for sure. Right now it's 55 degrees Fahrenheit outside. We are streaming live via the internet on the TuneIn app, Tango Uniform November, Echo India November, TuneIn, and also Broadcastify. Broadcastify is a website that feeds another app that's called Police Scanner. And that Police Scanner, they updated their app this week, and I've been getting some reports, and I've had the experienced it myself, where the app dropped out or didn't work, or froze up or did something. I haven't had a chance to test it since they've updated it, but hopefully they fixed whatever that was, and you won't have that problem. But those are two apps that we do are streaming on. Police Scanner is the app for the phone. Broadcastify is the website, and they feed that information over there so it does get out on the internet either way or via our website, Whiskey5CharlieGolfCharlie.org, W5CGC.org. And if you are listening to us on the internet, just drop us a quick note via the website. There's a link on the upper left-hand corner that says SSBNet. Check in, and we'd love to hear from you. I'd like to know who's listening out there. Right now, let's see how things are going in the Pacific Northwest. My gosh, it's been horrible conditions out there, and flooding and rain and all kinds of things. And last week, Nick told me he was on a hill. I just hope he was on a high enough when, based on what I've seen on the web as far as pictures and movies up there. Alpha Lima 7, Delta Delta, W5, Charlie Golf Charlie, are you snorkeling?
W5, Charlie Golf Charlie, Alpha Lima 7, Delta Delta, my copy.
Good copy on you, Mr. Nick.
Must be all the water.
It must be. Holy schmoly. I've been getting reports every day from my XYL up there, XXYL, I guess, in Everett. She's been sending me pictures of the old stomping grounds. Let's just say there wouldn't be a lot of stomping going on. There'd be a lot of splashing, over.
Yeah, roger, roger. They got hit particularly hard up around Everett, the Skagit River, and Sumas, the town of Sumas. Nobody could get in and nobody could get out. In fact, they had to call the Coast Guard because none of the rescuers could get in there with their high National Guard stuff. They couldn't get in, so they had to call the Coast Guard to come out and rescue some people off of their vehicles. But, yeah, they got particularly heavy rain up in that neck of the woods all the way up to the border and in some. And then the atmospheric river went south for a day or so, and then it came back in vengeance. So I got 4 inches of rain in the rain gauge, I know there's been other places that had a lot more than that. But we're lucky because we have no rivers in this area. In fact, they showed all the counties that had problems, and our county was the only one that didn't have a green spot on it. The other counties all around Western Washington were all affected by the rain, over.
Well, I guess you do live up on a high enough hill. I'm glad to hear that. Boy, yeah, it's been pretty rough up there. I've got quite the story about when I lived up there in Everett. The island, the land just east of Everett, it looks like a big flat valley, but it's actually an island. And that's where the transmitter was for the broadcast station that I worked for up there. It was on that island. And it was built up. They built it up above the floodplain, they thought. Well, that didn't work out so good one year. The levees overtopped, and the building got a little water in the bottom, and the water came up above the base insulator on the tower, and so that was a short, so there was no more radio. So they went out there with a duck boat and drove that duck boat out there. I don't know how they did it, but they managed somehow to get that great big old heavy boat anchor transmitter out of the building. They brought it over on the duck boat to the studios, which were actually a building off of a big parking lot in a shopping center. They shoved that thing through the front door, dried out the transformers on the bottom of it, strung a wire between the light posts in the parking lot of the shopping center, flipped the switch, and went back on the air. Damnedest thing you ever saw, over.
Yeah, Roger, Roger. Well, it would probably been underwater in this flood. This is almost every river went over the max flood, previous flood level by feet. Not inches, by feet. So, yeah, that's why there's so much damage over there.
Well, I even saw some pictures of the old, my old stomping grounds at the Skagit Motor Speedway up north of Mount Vernon. They even flooded the speedway, and I don't know that I'd ever seen that before. Over.
Yeah, Roger, Roger. There's still, the rivers are still at flood stage, or they're just starting to go down, but we're expecting another atmospheric river, and then maybe another one after that, so we're out to see.
Well, at least you don't need an ark, at least not for now. If you get any flooding, I have a feeling that there's going to be a whole lot of people in a lot worse shape. Over.
The matter of people that are affected by this is just unimaginable. Unimaginable. There were some apartments in Chihuahua, and in the whole apartment complex got wet, and I mean wet, and the apartments were all flooded out.
Oh, my gosh. Really, really rough. Well, not good. Not good. I'm glad you're okay, and I wish the best for all the folks and all of our net members who live in the Northwest. There are several. We don't talk to a lot of them all the time, but there's a bunch of them up there. And so if you're listening out there, we wish you the best. K7TUG up in Arlington, Washington. I'm sure that's along a river up there too. That could be a bad sign. Over.
Yeah, I was thinking about him and JSY, but JSY he went south, so he's lucky. It wasn't where he was. I think he was really close to the river.
Yeah. Yeah. Very good. Well, let's stand by, Mr. Nick. We'll let you go ahead and give us a report now on what happened this week in Coast Guard history. I guess, of course, history is being made this week with the Coast Guard boarding party out there in a big tanker down off of Venezuela. That was U.S. Coast Guard doing that, along with a little help from the Navy and the Marines. Over.
Yep, Roger, Roger. And could see him rappelling down from the 860 helicopter. But anyway, this week in Coast Guard history, to evaluate its use in lighthouse work, radio equipment was installed experimentally on Nantucket Lightship in August of 1901. On December 10th, 1905, while riding out a severe gale, Lightship number 58 on the Nantucket Shoals station sprung a serious leak. There being no recognized radio distress signal at the time, the operator could only repeatedly spell out the word help, because it wasn't until several years later that the International Telegraph Union came out with SOS. But anyway, although no reply was received, Newport Navy radio station intercepted the call and passed it to the proper authorities. The lightship tender Azalea was dispatched to the assistance of lightship 58, and upon arrival at the scene, passed a tow line. The long tow to safe harbor again, but after a few hours, it was quite evident that the lightship was sinking. Azalea took off her crew of 13 men only minutes before she sank. The pioneer use of radio had proved its worth in rescue operations. In 1941, Germany and Italy declared war on the United States. In 1959, at the request of the Russian embassy, the crew of a U.S. Coast Guard UF-1 amphibious aircraft removed an ill Russian seaman from the merchant ship Jana in the Bering Sea. The plane, with an interpreter and a doctor on board, landed in a blinding snowstorm at Dutch Harbor, Alaska. And I've been there many times, and you have a real problem when you're going in there, where the patient was transferred to a hospital. In 1965, Division 13, Coast Guard Squadron 1, was established for service in Vietnam. And the Treasury, in 1965 also, the Treasury Department received official word to commence a project to build a number of NORAD stations throughout Southeast Asia in support of the escalating U.S. efforts in the Vietnam War. The NORAD project was codenamed Tight Rain. And in 1981, a Coast Guard HH-52 landed on the Coast Guard Cutter Dependable flight deck, making the 5,000th helicopter landing on board that cutter. According to the Coast Guard Aviation's record, this was the most helicopter landings ever recorded on board a cutter. So that's what happened this week in Coast Guard history.
All right, sir. Thank you very much for that. And if you happen to have a story of your own out there, U.S. Coast Guard veterans, that you would like to share with us of a Coast Guard history type event, a rescue, an action, something of that nature, please let us know, and we'll get you on the air and let you tell your own story during this segment. Mr. Nick, AL7DD, thank you very much for that. We'll be back with you here at the bottom of the hour and see if we can work some Alaskans and Hawaiians and things like that. Over.
All right, we'll be standing by. W5CGC, Alpha Lima 7, Delta Delta.
And this is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, W5CGC, Dallas-Fort Worth, U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. Right now, I'm looking for any active duty Coast Guard. Any active duty Coast Guard. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. Once again, do we have any active duty Coast Guard? Active duty Coast Guard. This is W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Hearing no active duty Coast Guard, let's see if we have any Coast Guard veterans out there, those who've served U.S. Coast Guard.
At Kilo, November 4, Whiskey, Oscar, Mike, Juliet.
November 4, November, Mike, Kilo.
Okay, I got a partial. Kilowatt, November 4.
Roger, Roger. Kilo, November 4, Whiskey, Oscar, Juliet.
Kilo, November 4, Whiskey, Oscar, Juliet. Thank you, sir. Stand by. N4, NMK, I have you. I heard a couple more. Other Coast Guard veterans.
Kilo 9, Zulu, Papa Uniform, K9, ZPU.
ZPU, I have you. There's another one underneath that.
KL0, payback to Zulu.
Kilowatt Lima 0, Quebec Zulu. Roger.
Roger, Roger. Glenn and Mason.
Thank you. And who else do I have?
Kilo Alpha 4, Uniform Hotel X-ray.
Kilo Alpha 4, Uniform Hotel X-ray. Any other Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary? Thought I heard somebody. Can I get a relay? Anybody hear that station? I can tell somebody's trying to call in. Station calling for the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. Try again.
Number 4, Helen, this is NRV.
Okay, November 6, November Radio Victor. All right, that might help to turn the antenna your way shortly. Was there, I think I heard a second one out there. Try again. Well, there might be two or three. I'm not getting anything. Try it again. Can anybody help out with that? Anybody anywhere?
November 2, Whiskey Golf Romeo. November 2, Whiskey
November
Golf
two.
Romeo.
November 2, Whiskey Golf Romeo. All right. I've got him on the list into WGR. Was there another one? There's something Bravo, Alpha, is it Alpha Delta 6 Bravo Sugar? Well, I did that by osmosis. I'm glad I heard the Bravo Sugar. All right, let me work down this list here. And K9ZPU, when I get to you, I'm going to have you work the N2WGR. So N2WGR, stand by. Okay, Kilo November 4, Whiskey Oscar Juliet.
Roger, Roger, Dick. This is Kilo November 4, Whiskey Oscar Juliet. Okay, good to hear you, Dick. Been a few weeks since I was able to check in, but I got in today. Everything's cool here in Virginia. We're pushing a warm 39 degrees, cloudy skies, and just trying to stay on the warm side of the door. Over.
Amen to that. KN4WOJ. Very good, Roy. Well, it sounds like a bunch of cold weather might be headed your direction. I'm getting some pretty single-digit reports from the Midwest. Over.
Yeah, Roger that. That's usually where it hangs out. And I don't know that winter vortex that's going on or something. I guess it'll be moving some more of it this way. We've already had about we had a couple of days each day we had about an inch of snow already, which is very odd for this part of the country, but I got a feeling it's going to be a bad winter, over.
Yeah, well, it sounds like it's already been a little bit chilly and snowy in a few places, and interestingly enough, I think some places in the upper out west area, like Montana, there's not much snow at all. And in the northwest, of course, a lot of rain, and that's not good because it's the rivers are rising, literally. So you got all your Christmas shopping done, Roy?
All right, to that. I leave that up to the XYL. If I do anything, it's on the internet through good old Amazon. But yeah, I think we're pretty much ready. How about you, Dick?
Oh, I got a little sidelined yesterday. Unfortunately, I've got to go out today and pick something up, but we'll get her done. I hate to do it on a Saturday, but I got no choice. I got some granddaughter coming in on Sunday, and just for a quick visit, and I'm going to make sure that I pick up all the presents for her and my great grandsons, and that way I don't have to ship them. So that'll be, and I don't have to worry about them being swiped in the mail either. Over.
Oh, Roger that. Unfortunately, there's a lot of that going on. A lot of break-ins and whatnot this time of year. But no, we're good here, so I'll let you go and get the lineup going here. It's very nice talking to you, Dick. Hopefully I'll be on next week. If not, I hope you have a very safe and happy Christmas. So I'll let you go. This is Kilo November 4, Whiskey Oscar Juliet.
All right, Roy, Merry Christmas. Semper Paratus to you. Thanks for being there. KN4WOJ, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, N4NMK.
Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. This is November 4, November Mike Kilo. Good afternoon, Dick. Everyone on the net. 44 degrees here in lower Delaware. Half and half overcast. Well, not really overcast, anyway. It's forecasting some snow, possibly late tonight, 2 to 3 inches. Not much to even worry about, or...
Well, it's nothing to worry about if you don't have to go out in it, I would suspect. Over.
Affirmative on that. I'm not going anywhere near it. Over.
Yeah, well, so far so good here. We haven't had extremely frigid weather here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Mid-20s, I think, maybe a couple of mornings, but that's about it. We got a cold, the cold front that's coming through, bringing single digits and all kinds of snow to us, to our friends just to the east of us, is coming through here, and they'll be through here tonight and tomorrow, and we'll be, we were like 74 degrees yesterday. Tomorrow, I think we'll be lucky if we get to 44. Over.
Yeah, Roger that. I think that's what we're supposed to get, the tail end of that storm that you're getting tomorrow. Anyway, it did dip down to 22 degrees about 3:30 this morning when I was up wandering around. It's back up to 44, like I said. So anyway, we'll deal with it whatever comes. Over.
Well, how's the Christmas shopping coming?
Say again, over.
How's your Christmas shopping coming?
So far, so good. What can we say? Over.
All right. Well, good enough. Be sure, don't forget to get that extra goodie for Sanibel the Wonder Dog.
Oh, I got that covered. You can count on that. My wife just got back from the pet store this morning. Over.
Got to hit the, I always tell you the truth, I like to take them over, let them wander through the pet store and pick out what they like. Over.
You know, that's a good idea. Maybe we'll try that next time they come over. Over.
Yeah, you never know what you're going to end up with, though. They could pick out the most expensive toy in the pile. N4NMK, W5, Charlie Golf, Charlie. 7-3, Semper Paratus to you. Good to have you on board, Mr. Bob.
7-3 and Semper Paratus 6. Stay well. November 4, November by Kilo.
K9ZPU, up in the frozen Northland. I'm almost afraid to ask you what the temperature is up there. You'll probably end up telling me it's 35.
Well, if I was going to tell you it was 35, I'd be closer to say that it was a wind chill of minus 35, Dick. W5CGC, the Coast Guard Net, K9ZPU, pad up here in Wisconsin, Fond du Lac, about north of Milwaukee here. And the actual air temperature here now is minus 3, and the actual wind chill is 27 below. Supposed to go down to about minus 8 tonight, I guess, and continue to blow the wind tomorrow, so it might even get colder than 27 below wind chill here, Dick.
Holy smoly, those are temperatures where the car won't even start.
Yeah, well, hers does. Yeah, she's winterized pretty good, but that certainly was the case a few years ago in this kind of weather. You just wouldn't even try to go out with the car. Well, we've got our Christmas shopping on here, and everything's all decorated and bought and taken care of for Christmas. And the Christmas cards are out, so we're just waiting now for excuse me, just waiting now for our own present to get here, and we'll be all set for Christmas here, Dick. Let's see, what else have we got here? That's about it. That's about the news here, and let's see. Okay, yeah, that's it from here. Hope you and the captain are doing well. I heard you say that you've got a little more Christmas shopping to do. Smart man, getting presents from the visitors instead of alien. Very good. And so it sounds like you're getting all set too, Dick. Over.
We're getting all set. We've got. I'm actually waiting on a delivery that's coming here. I get to be the receiving department for my grandson's Christmas presents. Simply because if they went to his house, he'd either know what they were or open them. So they get to come to my house. Unfortunately, the one that we're waiting for has to be signed for. And I sat here all day yesterday thinking they were coming yesterday, and that's why I'm going Christmas shopping this afternoon, because I literally had the keys in my hand and the jacket on, getting ready to walk out the door when I was informed that the signature item would be delivered yesterday. Well, it never got delivered, and I never got out the door, so that's kind of what happened. So we're hoping today. So if all of a sudden the radio goes silent for a few minutes here, the reason will be I'm out there signing for a package. Anyway, good to have you on board. We'll say 7-3 Semper Parado. Oh, wait a minute. No, we got to get you to call November 2 Whiskey Golf Romeo because you heard him for sure. And I think somebody else did too, but I don't hear him enough down here to copy him. So if you would please contact November 2 Whiskey Golf Romeo and we'll get him logged in. Over.
Thank you, Sal. Will do, Dick. Roger. And we'll see if we can hear him. He wasn't real strong here either, but we'll see what we can do. And in the meantime, Central Parada, 73 to you and everybody on the net. And we'll talk with you next week, I'm sure. Okay, here we go. N2WGR, N2 Whiskey Golf Romeo from K9 Zulu Papa Uniform, relay for W5 CGC. Can you copy? Over. Dick, I couldn't copy him either. I'm sorry. I heard him come back, but that was it. Just 2 weeks, over.
All right. It's Bill Bill in Brooklyn, New York. Can anybody copy into WGR and relay him into net control? Well, I guess no help, Bill. November 2, Whiskey Golf Romeo. I see you've checked in with us here before. From Brooklyn, New York, just no copy that I can find anybody to relay, and I can't hear you. So if you're copying me at all, we'll wish you the best. 7-3 Semper Paratus, we appreciate you stepping by. I've got you on the logbook, so you're going to get a paycheck because somebody got your call sign copied down. So November 2, Whiskey Golf Romeo, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, Semper Paratus to you, and Merry Christmas from Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. Pat, K9ZPU, thank you a lot, sir. We'll look for you next week. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Dick. K9ZPU in the background.
Kilo Lima Zero, Quebec Zulu.
Great copy on you, and everybody's in the west. Sunny, warm weather, chirpy, back in pretty iffy up there. The doctor appointment wrapped up for this year, and it's good news, investigation going on. So, let's see.
All right, Glenn, very good. KL0 Quebec Zulu. I'm sure being in Arizona is a bunch better than being up in the up in Alaska to the last few days the way the weather's been. So good, congratulations on getting all those doctor's appointments taken care of. And I hope you got all your Christmas shopping done or are almost. KL0 Quebec Zulu, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, big 7-3 Semper Paratus to you. Thank you for being there. Next on the list, Kilowatt Alpha 4, Uniform Hotel Kilo. KA4, maybe it's UHX, or I can't read my own writing. UHS or UHK?
UHX?
Yeah, Kilowatt Alpha 4 Uniform Hotel X-ray.
Okay, close. Kilowatt Alpha 4 Uniform Hotel X-ray. Sorry, it's my old New York accent. Good morning, Dick.
No, I don't think, Neil, I think the problem was I wrote X-ray, but it looks more like a K. I think that's my fault. Over.
Well, that's okay, because sometimes that's what I said we were doing coming, over.
Yeah, well, got your Christmas shopping done up there?
Yes, all remote, because the family's up in Virginia now. I'm still trying to get up there, but the government's not straightening out. But it's all done. But I gotta tell you about the snow.
You have snow?
Negative, and I miss it. Isn't that terrible? I got nostalgia for snow.
Doesn't snow in Georgia?
Well, not really. I mean, they say it's snow, but I've dreamed about New York in those days when I would do a 9-inch tractor plowing backwards.
Yeah. Well, they've been having plenty of snow in some parts of the upper New England and upper Midwest, and you know, Indianapolis was talking about how it was coming down like crazy up there right now. So I think Pat's got some up there in Wisconsin. Of course, his deal is the temperature. Good Lord, I don't know if you heard him or not. His temperatures are well below zero. Over.
Roger, I did hear that. Well, I when I was in Alaska there about 6-7 years ago, it was pretty below, but I enjoyed that also. I don't know if I can do it for long term, though. Over.
Well, I don't know. I think maybe you get a little bit used to it, and you get a really big, heavy coat.
Actually, I have not actually gotten rid of the coat. I've got my Baxter Mountain main coat in the closet. And my snowshoes are calling me from the stairwell.
Well, good luck with it. I hope if it snows in Georgia, you can at least drive around. I'm sure there's not, since it doesn't snow that often down there, I'm sure it gets kind of wild and crazy when it does. Mr. Neal, well, thank you very much for being there. Hope you get all that Christmas shopping done. Hope you have a good Christmas holiday, and hopefully we'll talk to you before then. KO4UHXW5Charlie Golf, Charlie Big 73s and Semper Paratus.
Semper Paratus.
Okay, coming back around to the western regions again. November 6, November, Radio Victor, N6NRV. N6NRV, can you copy? Yeah, not too strong out here today, Jim. Kind of bad propagation between us, but I can hear you in there. I hope you're doing okay, and you're getting things done out there for the holidays. Over.
Yeah, roger that. I've things done here. I've been cheating a little bit. I've been listening to you on the internet. Looks like I can hear you on the radio here a little bit. Yeah, we're getting ready for the holidays. Blooming here, no rain for about 3 weeks, but it's supposed to start raining pretty good next week, so we're looking forward to the change in the weather, over.
Roger, roger. Well, I hope if the change in the weather, I hope it's warmer weather, over.
Well, it usually is when it rains, so something to look forward to, and I hope it's not raining too hard on Christmas. Walnut Creek, that's about 50 miles. Hope you don't have to drive in the rain. So we'll keep the lights on for you. Hope you're okay. Over.
All right, sir. Well, let's hope the family from Walnut Creek doesn't have a problem getting there. We'll say 7-3 Semper Paratus to you, and good luck with your shopping and your weather and everything up your way. N6NRV, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, 7-3 Semper Paratus. Alpha Delta 6 Bravo Sugar.
Whispering by Charlie Golf Charlie, Alpha Delta 6 Bravo Sugar. Good morning, Dick. If you can hear me as well as I can hear you, this is going to be a good CSO because we're pretty strong up here in southern Oregon. We've got another foggy day. It's going to start in the evening. We saw the sun for about 5 minutes yesterday and shining on some of the mountains. That's about it. So it's cold. It's about, I forget, it's 36, 37 degrees here. And it just seems like it gets into your bed when it's this chilly. And I mean, it's not freezing even, but it's just damp. And it was up in the back northwest too, so you're familiar with the field. So not much going on. We're getting ready for Christmas, sending a few cards. Not going very hard this year, but anyway, we've kind of got the Christmas spirit. So that's about all I got to pass here. Pass it over to you, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, 6
All right, Cliff. Well, you take it easy up that way. I hope they, if you get any of the rains that they're getting up in Washington State this week, I hope they're limited in their issues as far as causing flooding. Because boy, they sure taking it on the chin up there. Alpha Delta 6 Bravo Sugar 73s and best to you 73 Semper Paratus and a Merry Christmas.
Thanks, Dick. Merry Christmas to you, Semper Paratus. So you should be up.
Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie, back to you, Mr. Nick. What's going on up that way? Maybe you can get some more West Coasters and Alaskans and such. Over.
Well, we'll see what we can do. We'll bring the quad to bear on the great state of Alaska, looking for our Alaskan members. Alaskan members only, please. So KL7IQQ, haven't heard from him for a while. I think he's got rig problems. KL7 India Sierra. KL2 Pop a Mic, KL7IWC, any of our Alaskans, call now. Okay, I got two, KL7IWC, Mr. Larry, and KL2 Pop a Mic, so go there, Larry, and see how things are going. My golly. Well, I'll bet you Glenn is laughing about that. He said he's down there and they're having record temperatures maybe tomorrow. But I was wondering how much snow you guys got. And because you were right on the other edge of the cold side of the rain there, Albert. Our county doesn't have any rivers, but all the ones on the other side of the pond and out west of us, almost every river is over flood stage. Mm-hmm. You make it out of you're going to see that storm that's supposed to come through here on Monday. So it's going north and then come down south, so they said we'll see. Anything else there, Larry? Okay, Larry, KL7IWC, Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta, Semper Paratus, you have a good week. And if you hear Larry, KL7IQQ, see if he's got his rig wet, rig fixed yet, or whatever he's problem, he's having trouble, I think. Anyway, 73's over to KL2, Pop the Mic in Glacier View. Yeah, roger, roger. Well, 10 degrees, that's not bad. They're colder than you in Indianapolis, I think, and some areas are down to single digits, so you're a lot warmer than they are, over. Yeah, roger, roger. We'll get the snow machines out. All right, Rick, got anything else? Gonna go into town today? All right, well, roger, roger. And are you gonna go down to T9? All right, well, I'll take old Larry up and ask him where he's been and see if he needs any help with his radio. Yeah, that's what I hear. It's been not very loud, even on the AT-net. So, anyway, take care, Rick. Step for Parada. You have a good week coming up, over. Okay, KL2, pop the mic and Glacier View. How about KL7 NBS Sierra or any other of our Alaskan? No KL7 NBS Sierra. So we'll bring the quad around and see if we can get a hold of Carlson. I just got an email from him, so I'm expecting to hear from him. W86ANH. W86ANH. Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta.
W5CGC, just got a note from Carlton, says he can't make the net today. Sorry, but he's okay. Over.
Oh, well, glad, because I looked and I didn't have an email from him. So, thanks, Richard. Well, with that, we're going to go over here, and we'll see if we can get a hold of him. N87J, N87J, Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta.
L7BB, N87J, good morning. Aloha, I'm hearing you well. I hear Dick well. Didn't hear Alaska. No propagation up north today for some reason. But anyway, all's well here. Got a little bit of rain last week and cleared off a beautiful sunny day yesterday. And they say we've got a pretty soft cold front heading down here starting Sunday all the way to midweek. So I hope that's not going to be another source for a atmospheric river heading northeast from here, but we'll have to keep an eye on that. But we do need the rain still, so I guess we're going to get some heavy rain coming Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, that area. So we'll try to get ready for that. All doing well here, staying busy. Christmas is not a problem, well ahead of it, so got the scoop here, everything's working well. AL7DD, N87Julian.
Okay, good. Take this signal, and while I think about it, I was surprised the other, or last night, KTJ came in here with S9 plus, and it was way, way after dark. And just big signal coming in here last night. So, but copied the whole 5 minutes of transmission. And it stayed up all the way, over.
Roger that. Yeah, I've been watching the propagation charts here just, to stay ahead of our Mars network and put the beam in the right location. I've been noticing that, yeah, after dark, propagation is drawn to North America, carefully nothing, but it swings around like a wheel to the south from here. So maybe it's lighting up the South Pacific in that area, and between here and the northwest, maybe. But from here, for me to talk to the mainland, no good. But I can talk to East Asia, Western Pacific, Australia, that area. No problem. Even working from the Indian Ocean. So it's changing, but it's spinning like from west to east every day. So during the daytime, I get North America. When it gets dark, it swings around. I can get the South and West Pacific. And it's just been consistent like that for the last month, over.
Yeah, well, it's been daylight, so with darkness up here. But that's why I'm surprised that KEJ, it just came booming in, and way after sunset and darkness had set in.
Yeah, roger that. Well, I haven't heard anything from them, but they're going to go ahead and proceed with a permanent site. They were going to put in a
1500 watt transmitter and a 35 foot whip up on higher land up there, right kind of in the middle of Molokai, but it's still at the fellow's house with a dipole hanging off the back porch, huh?
Yeah, well, like I said, it was really coming through yesterday.
All right, well, stay set for progress and aloha and nice big season today, and hope Sexpo's doing all well.
Doing great, and thanks again. You take care and take it easy. Don't storm over during the holidays. The holidays will come and go, so just go with the flow here on that. So all the best. Aloha to Richard there, and thanks for all you're doing, Richard. And we'll be standing by, listening for a little bit. AL7DD and W5CT Coast Guard, Tempa Paratus, aloha, N87 Juliet, clear.
Okay, N87J, I'll clean the Southern Delta Delta. Clear with you, aloha, and have a good week. And over to you there, Richard, W5CGC, AL7DD.
Okay, I can't go, Gus, you can't go away until you say Merry Christmas in Hawaiian.
Well, in Hawaiian, it's Mele Kaliki Maka, and New Year's is Makahiki O. So, Mele Kaliki Maka to you, all.
Hey, there you go. Merry Christmas. I love that. 7-3s and Semper Paratus to you, and N87J, W5, Charlie Golf Charlie. It you got a good signal over here into the Dallas-Fort Worth area. No snow here in the area, so your daughter is doesn't have to worry about that, at least not yet. Over. All right, this is Whiskey 5, Charlie Goff, Charlie, U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, looking for additional Coast Guard veterans, looking for Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary. Boy, everybody was weak. I think I heard a one. Is there a one station in there? Okay, try again. I didn't get anybody. Try again. Look for Coast Guard Reserve and Auxiliary.
KL7IWC was calling you.
Okay, I don't copy him well enough to chat with him. Larry, KL7IWC, I don't think I can copy you. I got the antenna back towards Alaska. Go ahead.
Okay, Larry. Well, we heard that he was having little late problems, but understand about his brother-in-law. So, all right, thanks for that, Larry. And KL7IWC has been away from the radio, and Larry did a check on him, and he said that his brother-in-law has been sick, so he's been tied up with that, Richard. W5CGC, AL7DD.
Okay, who's been tied? Is it the other Larry?
Yeah, KL7IQQ.
Okay, KL7IQQ. Well, I hope he's doing okay and gets back with us soon. Over.
Roger, roger.
All right, W5 Charlie Goff, Charlie, U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. Let's see if we have some additional Coast Guard veterans. Kilowatt Delta 4 India Zulu, stand by, and there was a 7 in there?
7-5.
The 7, station with a 7 in the call?
NIL.
A WB7 NIL, okay. And was there other?
Kilo Golf 4,
Romeo Alpha Lima. And any other Coast Guard veterans? Any other relays? Okay, who was that? Somebody was just in there the same time I was. I guess not. Nick, pick up WB7NIL, and I'll turn the antenna, see if I can hear him.
Okay, WB7NIL, you fluttered over there in Chihuahua?
Negative
negative, not where I'm at, but everything below me is. We're doing pretty good up here. We've got all the water, we're at the top of South Hill, so all the water runs down from us.
Yeah, roger, up there by the mall, up there on the South Hill Mall, right?
Roger, that is correct.
So I imagine your repeaters are getting quite a good bit of use.
You would think so, but that is not the case. They're pretty dormant, quiet. There are no emergency management been activated, to my knowledge. I monitor them all day long, but I don't hear anything. I hear a lot of stuff on G-Star, but that has nothing to do with the air.
Yeah, roger. Well, very good. Good to hear that you're up on the hill there by the mall, and all the water's going down. I was telling earlier about that apartment complex that was down by the river walk there in Puyallup, and man, they lost a lot.
Yeah, we drove by it the other day, and well, actually 2 nights ago, and that lot of downtown Puyallup, they got the roads blocked off. There's a lot of flooding down at the bottom of the hill.
Yeah, roger. Okay, well, very good, Terry. Anything else?
I'm negative as I was just checking in. I was hoping I could get a signal report from Richard. He was loud and clear, 5.7, 5.8 there for the longest time, and then he just went to go into the dirt.
Yeah, well, he turned his antenna. So W5CGC, AL7DD, you copy Terry at all?
I do, Perry. WB7NIL, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie with the antenna pointed to the northwest. You're running an S5 in here and heard your conversation. Glad you're high and dry over there. Over.
Roger, WB7NIL. Yeah, I've got 257. You have a 7 S5 report signal here. I've got a fan dipole pointed right at your direction, so it's doing pretty good. I appreciate that. Everything is doing well here. Weather-wise, I went through all my antennas set them out. Again, the weather is rainy, but everything is going downhill for me, so I'm doing okay. My biggest fear is if the water tanks behind my property first, then I have a problem. Over.
Yeah, roger. Well, I let's hope that doesn't happen. And you stay high and dry there, and hope that rain lets up there soon. You have a great weekend, and we'll wish you a Merry Christmas in case we don't chat with you before then. So 7-3s and Semper Paratus, over.
Very good, Richard. 7-3, Merry Christmas, and Semper Paratus to everybody on the net. This is WB7 and I'll be
fine. Roger. Kilowatt Delta 4, India Zulu.
Okay, Dick. W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. KD4IZ. You faded me earlier when I was mobile, and so I did check in, and you probably can hear me a little better. KD4IZ.
Yeah, I was getting a few words, but you know, it's kind of hard to string them all together. You weren't quite strong enough to carry on much of a conversation. You doing okay?
Yeah, things are going reasonably well. I've been busy like a one-armed paper hanger, doing a lot of stuff with the Appalachian Trail people, and that's kept me up to my neck in alligators on a lot of Saturdays when I normally would check in. I've tried to check in from the mobile before, and you couldn't even hear me, so it's not the best setup, I can tell you that. Over.
Well, I could hear you today, and that was the good news. I just couldn't hear you enough, but I'm glad we're able to get you relayed in, and now you're just plenty strong. So glad to hear you're busy with the Appalachian Trail people. You know, you got to have something to keep you going. Over.
Yeah, well, it's just one of my hobbies, along with a ham radio and a few other things I do on the side, so it's all good. Anyway, just wanted to say hey again, and thanks for checking me in earlier, in spite of the fact it was a little rough. KD4IZ, back to you, sir.
You bet. Well, I hope we get you checked in here a little bit more often. KD4IZ, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, Big 7-3 Semper Paratus. And a Merry Christmas if we don't happen to chat with you before then. Kilowatt Golf 4, radio off of Lima. boy. It's one of those weeks where propagation of Tallahassee isn't happening today very well, Robert. KG4RAL. I know you're real happy because your Miami team got into the playoffs. That was pretty good. Pretty interesting how all that came about, I'm sure. Over. Okay, Bob, good to have you on board. Kilo Golf 4, Radio Alpha Lima, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, 73 Semper Paratus to you. And a Merry Christmas. Hope to hear you again here next week. Looking for additional Coast Guard veterans, those who serve U.S. Coast Guard.
November 3, Sierra India Bravo.
N3 SIP, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, good afternoon.
Okay, Yeah, hi, Dick. Just wanted to check in. We're doing okay here. I just had my second cataract surgery done. And, oh, man, if the doctor tells you need cataracts,
get them replaced.
Oh, my God, what a difference. I didn't realize everything I was looking at was like brown and dungy.
Mm-hmm.
Dirty and horrible looking until I got the first one done. It was like, holy mackerel, white is actually white.
You know, you're the second member today that's talked about cataract surgery. WB4 Charlie Mary Peter, W4 CMP down in Florida, just had both of his eyes done, and he's bragging the same thing. Larry, over.
You know, I didn't think I needed it. He told me like 6 months ago or so that I should get my cataracts done. I said, no, I'll put it off. I'll wait until next year. And then I'm driving home because it's getting dark early. I was driving home and I could hardly see the cars because the flare and all that. So I contacted them and they said, this stuff is up. And it's just what an amazing difference. I look at stuff with my left eye, and it would be like hospital white, and I look at it from my right eye, and it wasn't done yet, and it was like brown and dingy. I couldn't believe the difference, but you don't know that you need them done until you really need them done.
Well, congratulations to you, and glad everything worked out well for you. We'll have to say 7-3s and Semper Paratus to you. Hope you have a very Merry Christmas if we don't chat with you before the holiday. And thanks for being there. Take care. Over.
Okay, yeah, we'll get back to the maritime next time here. All right, yeah, 73s, and my wife and I wish you the good holidays, and we'll talk to you hopefully next weekend. And
the SIP, all right, sir. 7-3 Semper Paratus, and that'll about do it for us here on the maritime. No. That'll about do us for Coast Guard Net for today. If you did not check in, please go to our webpage, whiskey5charliegolfcharlie.org. Drop us a little note there on the upper left-hand corner where it says SSB Net Check-In, and we'll put you on the official logbook for the day via the streaming service. We'd love to hear from you, and I know there are a few more out there that seem to be calling, but we're all out of time. Mr. Nick, Alpha Lima 7, Delta Delta, AL7DD, thank you very much for your assistance today. And well, let's just hope that all your neighbors on the lower lands in your from your highland perch don't have any more problems. Over.
Roger. Turn it over to John. Fox Hotel.
All right, Nick. Thank you very much. AL7DD clear with you. Victor Alpha 6 Foxtrot Hotel. Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie.
just now coming up, K9UA.
He's just, you know, he always counts on me being a little bit late. That's why he does that, you know.
Okay, I just saw him light up. So, V6 Foxtrot Hotel, are you there, Don?
Yeah, I am.
Well, that's good. Cop is going to grab another couple more check-ins, but hey, you know, I'm willing to give it up.
Here we are. I think the linear's working. Yep, everything's working. Good morning, everybody.
Yeah, Mr. Don, I got nothing to pass here except we've had some extremely warm temperatures, but it's going to drop all the way down to the 40-degree Fahrenheit range from 74 Fahrenheit yesterday. Over.
Oh, well, we just warmed up a couple of degrees. We're now up to, 22, 20, we're up to 12 degrees. Over.
Well, I tell you what, our friends over in Wisconsin have got you beat. They were down in the minus degrees Fahrenheit here while they were on the net and talking about temperatures as low as minus 27. I don't know what they're doing wrong up there, but it has to be something. Over.
Holy crow, minus 27. Well, that's a lot colder than us. We were, we got to zero Fahrenheit overnight, but now we're going to warm up. It's actually going to be somewhere around, 38 today, something like that, and tomorrow we'll be up to 40-something.
Holy schmoly. Hey, I didn't talk to anybody in Montana today. I got a friend that's going to Montana for the holidays, and they were hoping to see some snow, but it sounds like it's pretty bleak down there.
Well, we've got lots, so if it's northern Montana, they should have a bunch. I can't speak for the south, though.
Okie doke. All right, well, you have a great week, and we'll be back here next week, and we'll turn it over to you, Victor Alpha 6 Foxtrot Hotel from Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, and the Coast Guard Net. We'll say 7-3. See you next week.
Okay, 7-3, and we will see you next week. We're with Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, and we'll say good morning to Kilowatt 9 Uniform Alpha.
Good morning. I know what Dick was talking about. Heck, it's all the way up to 5 degrees above zero now here in Wisconsin where I'm at. Over.
Sounds like a heat wave.
There you go. And you still have lots of snow.
Yes, I have lots of snow and ice now. Everything's going to freeze more and more. Other than that, I just thought I'd come in and sit here for an hour.
Well, we can't have you doing that. We'll have to... Put you to work getting coffee or something, as well as doing some relay stuff. You actually peaked at 20 over when I brought my beam up to look at you. Over.
That's good. I'm glad it's working. I'm